Hey, baby, can I come sit next to you? I bought you something while I was out today. It's in the bag over there. Do you want to see it? Okay, let me go get it. See? Some brand new clothes. Well, I heard you complaining the other week about how your shirts didn't fit you, and I've always found that getting new clothes is kind of a nice little way to renew yourself, adding a little piece to your identity. Yeah? I just picked out a couple of things I thought would look good on you. I wanted to give a nice little surprise for my baby. It's really okay if you end up not liking anything. I won't be disappointed, I promise. This is about you, not me. No. They weren't too expensive, don't worry. I got a couple things on sale. You'll at least try them on for me, right? I like seeing you model things. I promise I'll look respectfully. Honey, hey, please look at me. What's wrong? I look at you and I worry that, well, you're suffering and you're not really talking to me about it. I know you feel like if you talk to me about things, you're complaining and being whiny, and that's just not true. I worry that you're withdrawing into yourself and pulling away from me. Don't you remember how we used to chat all the time in the evenings? And how you'd laugh and laugh, and then I would laugh, and it would make you laugh more, and we don't really do that anymore. Is there maybe a part of you that you're afraid of letting me see because you think I'll judge you or I'll run away? I mean, unless you're really good at hiding that you're a secret serial killer, I don't think there's any part of you that will make me run away. You haven't been eating much and you've seemed really tired this past week. Baby, of course I notice. I kind of have to, since you won't say anything to me. You know how perceptive I can be, and it's you. Of course I'm gonna pay attention. I wish it wasn't necessary. I really do. I wish you could let me know how you're feeling. Sometimes I. Please tell me if I'm being presumptuous, but sometimes I feel like you feel the entire world, including me, is just a test for you to overcome. Like, in order to prove that you're a real man, or whatever that means, you have to be successful at everything by a specific definition. Like, someone's gonna show up at the door with a clipboard and evaluate the success of our relationship, too. But that's not how it works. You and I, we're on this road together. We're both here because we've chosen each other each and every single day to share our lives with, both through good and bad. I know there are things that make you anxious. There's things that make me anxious too. I know that there are things that come easily to me that you really struggle with, but it's also the same way around. You know that. No, I've never thought you were stupid or incapable just because you have a hard time with those things. The only things that ever upset me or when you try to pretend that you weren't having trouble when you are. I care about you, and I want to be around you. And if you're doing poorly, I want to know. so I can do my best to help. I'm not going to, use this to judge your worth as a partner and decide to leave you if you don't make the cut. What kind of partner would I be when things get hard to abandon you, when you need me? I know you even have a hard time telling me that you need me, but I want to make it easier to fight your battles, not more difficult. You feel overwhelmed. Yeah, you've been pushing yourself so much, and I've noticed. You've been stepping in to do a lot of things around the house yourself, and things at work and for other people. I appreciated it at first, don't get me wrong, but if this is adding to your burnout, it's not really worth it, is it? Do you feel like you should be doing more? You feel like you're letting everyone down? Oh, honey, you're not letting anyone down. You're definitely not letting me down, that's for sure. Just waking up every day and getting to see your handsome face and hear you joke and laugh with me, that's more than enough for me. You do believe me, right? You don't know what you're doing with your life? Honey, I never know what I'm fucking doing with my life. I just started doing my commissioned voice acting, and I have no idea if I'll make a career out of it or if I'll just wash out in a year. That's something that I've noticed. Society teaches men that they don't have any inherent worth and that they have to earn it either by working and providing or having lots of money or attention from women or whatever. For women, it's the same problem, but from the opposite direction. We're told that we have inherent worth, but if we don't look or act the way society wants us to, that we don't really have any worth at all. But your worth isn't determined by what you've accomplished or what you plan to accomplish or how you present yourself to society. You're not your job. You're not the amount of money you have or your looks. Your worth comes from you, just being you and striving to be a better person. We have each other. We have our health, good and bad, and we have food on the table. That's all we need for right now. We have time to figure things out. You're setting yourself impossible standards and then punishing yourself when you can't reach them. It's self-torture. You're pathetic? You see, I hear you say that and I want to get angry at you, but why do you think you're pathetic? Just articulate the feeling to me. See what I mean? You're creating standards in your own head that just don't line up with reality. It's just a piece of you that's determined to drag the rest of you down with it. That piece of you shouldn't be listened to. It should be resisted. It's malignant. It tricks you into thinking that it's telling you the real truth, but all it really wants to do is hurt you in the end. Look me in the eye, baby. You're fucking amazing. And it's not because you do everything right or have all the answers all the time. You're amazing because no one else in the world is capable of making me happy the same way that you do. You're the one person that lets me turn my social anxiety off and just relax and feel safe. Maybe that's why I'm so upset about you walling yourself off like this. I wish I could do the same thing for you. What? No. Don't ever apologize for crying. It's not weakness. It's just your body emotionally regulating itself. It's one of the most natural things in the world. You know that, right? You cry because you've built up too much of one emotion, or more, and you need to vent it out. You can put tears under a microscope and tell if they're because of anger, fear, stress, sadness, happiness. Shh, baby, come here. I've got you. I love you. You mean so much to me. More than you'll ever know. I know it's hard. But do you think you could just forget about all the things you're worried about right now and just breathe with me? Just be present and exist in this moment with me. Focus on being you. The fact that you're here, alive and well, is beyond the literal definition of amazing. Close your eyes. Yeah. Just focus on my touch right now. You feel that? My soft fingers running up and down your collarbone. How does that feel? Shh. Focus. Do you feel my hair tickling your neck a little bit? And my finger on your leg running up and... Oh, you're hard. You're a bit worked up, huh? No, baby, that's good. If anything, it means that you're not so depressed that you can't get turned on. Did it get like this when I started touching you? Or was my talking enough to do it? Both. And you want me to rub you through your pants? Yeah? Like that? I want you to feel so good. I promise I'll be gentle. At first. Anyway. Do you like feeling my palm rub slowly up and down your length? Yeah? Or when I circle my palm against your tip a little bit? I can feel your breath quickening. I love it so much. You deserve to feel so good and so much pleasure, baby. You can go ahead and rub your hands on my tits. I don't have a bra on right now. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Yes, please. I love you so much. Slide those pants off for me, baby. There we go. Yeah. Yeah, I'll lift my skirt up. Good thing I'm wearing one of these today, huh? Sit back. Let me just get in your lap and just grind myself slowly against your cock. Yeah? You like that, baby? You can put your hands on my ass if you want. My panties are soaked through. You feel that, don't you, baby? The heat between my legs growing. This is what you do to me so often, too. I love when you tilt my head to the side so you can kiss my neck. Fuck yeah. Fuck, I love this. Are you just reaching down and teasing my clit with your fingertip? Yeah? Move your hand away, baby. I want to grind my clit against your frenulum. You know that's one of my favorite fucking things to do. Let's slide my panties to the side. You know how I want to fucking feel you inside me. Yeah. Fuck. Gonna slide those boxers of yours down. Oh, look at all that pre-cum. Hold on, hold on. Let me just wiggle my hips and I'm gonna push you in. Oh, fuck. Here, lean forward so I can get my hands around your neck. Yeah, I'm just gonna bounce on you. Grind on you. Yeah, buck those fucking hips up into me as I squeeze that cock. Yeah, just like a little bouncy castle. Fuck, I love doing this with you. Going nice and slow right now. You're so fucking sexy, baby. So beautiful. Your body, I can't get enough of looking at you. Most importantly, it's mine. You fucking belong to me. You know that? That just made you hornier, didn't it, baby? I felt that cock flex. It doesn't matter if you come before I do. It's fine. Focus on me, baby. I'm gonna take my top off so you can see my big old tits. Fuck yeah. Fuck, baby, squeeze them. Oh, so big and soft. My nipples so hard for you. Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, baby. That's right. Grab my fucking ass, too. Spank it a little bit. You getting close, baby? Oh, yeah? I'm gonna reach down and arch my back, and I want you watching my dick moving in and out. I'm gonna reach down and rub my little clit so I can catch up. You wanna do it for me? Baby, that's so kind of you. Fuck. Oh, God, yes. I'm making my legs tingle and tremble. Yeah, that's good, baby. Fuck. I'm gonna get me close. Yeah? I'm getting there, are you? Yeah, I wasn't sure for a second there, but oh fuck, it feels so good. Just keep moving like that. Oh fuck, I'm getting close, baby. You think you can come with me? Yeah? You think? Fuck, I'm gonna. Holy fuck. I thought I was gonna pass out there for a second. You made me get all sweaty. Whew, hey there. Nice to meet you. Oh yeah, baby. I felt you come. Don't worry. You're so fucking handsome. The most handsome man there ever was. Really? Can't you tell the way I look at you at times? How I feel about you? God, I feel so relaxed. Shh, honey, I'm here for you. I'll always do my best to be here for you. I wish I could just take all my love for you and press it into that brain of yours. So you'd know and not forget. You'd know that you never have to hide away from me. Will you start taking better care of yourself? I know I'll never have the power to fix everything. I can't silence that awful voice in your head, but you can always talk to me and be here with me, and I can hold you. Yeah. We can stay like this. I could listen to you breathe for hours, and you can rest your head on my chest and listen to my heartbeat. My precious, wonderful man. I love you.